What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Disclaimer. We have covered a lot of rotten people, but today's lesson is by far the worst. This episode will cover sexual assault of minors. If this is a trigger for you, please enjoy another episode. This is going to be a rough one, but I want to use it to educate everyone on just how big of a problem child trafficking truly is. There are so many people in power who are helping to fuel this horrific crime. And as long as they have the shadows to dwell in, they will never come to justice. He is by far the worst, most rotten person we have covered. I did not want to do it at all, but I kept thinking about all of those poor babies who are victims of human trafficking. And this is the only way I know to try to help them. Join me as we shine the light brightly on them and learn about the most rotten human that I believe ever existed, Peter Scully. As you have all learned by now, I try to remain positive and optimistic, using humor to help navigate around the hard parts of human history. It's my defense mechanism. This is a lesson where there is no room for that. I'm sorry to drop this at the start of the holiday season, but with busy and crowded shopping centers and holiday festivities, now is a prime season for those hunting for their next victims. Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the most rotten one of all? Hi, hello, and howdy, my darlings. Thank you for joining me on this lesson of Rotten to the Core. It is I, your not so evil queen, Joshua Waters. This is the history podcast about rotten people, where we attempt to learn a lesson or two from them that can help us in our current lives. I already know the lesson I learned from this abhorrent man. It is that the children of this world need our help. They are being kidnapped, assaulted, murdered, and violated. And it is one of the most profitable organizations in the entire world. Peter Gerard Scully was born on January 13, 1963, and is an Australian sex offender in prison for life in the Philippines, after being convicted of one count of human trafficking and five counts of sexual assault of children. Peter was sentenced to life imprisonment in June 2018. In November 2022, he received a second conviction and was sentenced to an additional 129 years in prison. He is known to have had at least two female accomplices who would be the ones to lure the children to Peter. Both of those women are also in prison. Peter lived in Melbourne with his wife and two children prior to fleeing to Manila in the Philippines in 2011. I do not personally believe that his own children were ever in any harm's way around Peter. His motivation was money, and he only chose the children that he could control and make a profit off of. According to his own statement, he himself was sexually abused by a priest in Victoria when he grew up, but he only made that statement after his arrest, and it is believed by most to have been a lie. Just a way for him to try to justify what he did. Prior to leaving Melbourne, he operated an unlicensed online escort service that offered his partner as a sex worker. An investigation by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission from 2009 found that Scully was involved in 117 fraud and deception offenses relating to real estate scams. Once Peter moved to the Philippines, things took a much darker and evil turn. From there, Scully is alleged to have built up a lucrative international child sexual abuse ring that offered pay-per-view video streams on the dark web of children being sexually abused and tortured. Among the victims who were recorded and sold over the internet was a 5-year-old who had her innocence taken and tortured by Scully and his two female accomplices. Carmian Alvarez and Liesa Margallo Castana, and other female acquaintances such as Maria Dorothea Chiis Chaya. Both Alvarez and Margallo also abused children in Scully's videos. The islands of the Philippines is one of the worst places in the world for child trafficking. They, of course, have laws for it, but the justice system there is so slow and underfunded. Peter was even able to take the children from willing families. They were all told that their children would be fed, taken care of, and given a good education. Little did they know, they were sending their child off to one of the worst humans that has ever existed. In 2016, prosecutors alleged that Scully and a girlfriend coaxed two teenage girls to come to Scully's house with the promise of food. Scully was alleged to have given the girls alcohol and forced them to perform sexual acts between them while it was filmed. The prosecutor alleged that when the girls tried to escape, Peter forced them to dig graves in the basement of the house, and he threatened that he would bury them there. After 5 days, the girls were released by Alvarez, who began feeling sorry for them after she came home to see that the two of them were in pet collars. Peter likes to have power over the weak and vulnerable. I can't even imagine what those poor girls must have felt, not only going through something so traumatic, but being told and forced to dig their own graves. They made it out alive, but sadly, not all of Peter's victims would have the same opportunity. One would be buried under the kitchen floor of one of Peter's rental homes, and the other, she would die from her injuries on the doorstep of her own parents' home. Peter operated a secret, dark child sexual abuse website known as No Limits Fun. The most notorious video Scully produced was called Daisy's Destruction, which he sold it on his site to clients for up to $10,000. You'll excuse me if it sounds like I'm crying, because I am. In that video, Peter and his two female accomplices violated those girls in ways that was unfathomable. One of the victims was as young as 18 months old. I have to pause here for a second. Please join me in sending all of our love and strength to those girls who made it out alive. I pray that they can somehow overcome what has happened to them and manage to have a good life from their stolen childhoods. One of the women helping Peter, Liesel Margallo, who was 19 at the time, was a victim of child trafficking as well. I thought, how could someone who has gone through that do it to others? Sadly, a lot of those working in child trafficking were victims as children themselves. Once they reach adulthood, they will often work for the very people who hurt them. Sometimes out of fear, but it's believed that Liesel's drive was revenge. She couldn't hurt the ones who had hurt her, so she hurt those poor babies instead. Scully broadcast Daisy's destruction privately on a pay-per-view basis. Due to the content, it quickly garnered attention from law enforcement and the media. The Dutch National Child Exploitation Team was the first to open an investigation with the goal of locating the victims. Subsequently, an international manhunt for those responsible for the video's production was also launched. Peter was tracked to Malaybalay City in the Philippines and arrested on February 20, 2015. Investigators had 6 warrants for his arrest, all relating to the abduction and sexual abuse of the 2 girls that got away. While they searched for Scully in the Philippines, investigators tracked down the 3 primary victims in Daisy's destruction. Lisa was found to be alive, as was Daisy, who had lasting physical injuries from her severe mistreatment, and most likely will never be able to have her own children. According to Margallo, Peter recorded himself in a video with Cindy, in which he sexually assaulted and tortured her. Then in the video, he made her dig her own grave before broadcasting him strangling her with a rope. Among those who acquired and publicized the Daisy's Destruction video was one of the biggest ever purveyors of child sexual abuse material, Scully's fellow Australian Matthew David Graham, better known by his online pseudonym, Lux. He was apprehended at age 22, and he ran a series of hurtcore child abuse sites. Graham claimed that he had published the video on his own website in the name of freedom. Years later, in 2021, the Daisy's Destruction video regained infamy after being found in none other than Josh Duggar's possession. Yes, that nasty Duggar, who so many watched weekly on TV, was paying men like Peter and Graham for videos. I hope all of these men received the same and worse treatment while in prison. I think that it is kindness that they are still alive and even allowed anything but a public execution. In my opinion, I think that they should be taken out like the rabid dogs that they are. I apologize if that seems not my usual justice-driven self. There are some crimes in which there can be no justice. I believe people like them should be removed permanently. Peter Scully faced a total of 75 charges and was alleged to have sexually abused 75 children. He was on trial with others who assisted in the production of his pornography, including four men: German Christian Rusch, Filipinos Alexander Lau and Athea Chia, and Brazilian Daniel Caetano de Oliveira. Margaret Aculo, then product coordinator for the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime and an expert on child sexual abuse investigations, describes the case as horrific and the worst she has ever heard of. Peter's crimes were deemed so severe that some prosecutors supported the reintroduction of the death penalty as punishment for Scully, despite capital punishment being abolished in the Philippines only 10 years earlier. In October 2015, a fire severely damaged the evidence room containing Scully's computer logs and videos, destroying key evidence. Some believe Scully may have bribed a local police officer. My personal belief is that it was most likely caused by someone in power who didn't want any traces back to them. Even with the fire, investigators had plenty to charge Peter with. On June 13, 2018, Scully and his girlfriend Alvarez were sentenced to life in prison. Judge Jose Escobedo also ordered Scully and Alvarez to pay almost $87,000 to the victims. After he was in prison, both Peter and his sister complained about the conditions in the jail that he was held in. In November 2022, he received a second conviction and was sentenced to an additional 129 years in prison. Margallo was sentenced to 126 years, and two accomplices, Alexander and Maria Dorothea, were given a 9-year sentence each. In total, there have been 60 cases filed against Peter Scully. In prison, he is writing a tell-all journal where he reflects on his motivations for what he did. I, for one, will not be reading that. I did watch multiple interviews that Peter gave after his arrest from prison, and in them, there is no remorse, no humanity, nothing but a smug animal who seems content with the vile, evil, rotten things that he has done. He claims that he is not a pedophile, but uses children because they would make him money. I only hope that in this lifetime or the next, Peter Scully and all those who help fuel child trafficking will come to their karma. Again, I do hope that this wasn't too hard for all of you. As I said, it was for me. I mean, I didn't make it through without shedding multiple tears. But I kept thinking, this was the only thing that I could do right now to offer any help to these poor babies who are fighting for their lives. If you or anyone you know, or anyone that you might think is being abused, exploited, or trafficked, please call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's Cyber Tip Line. That number is 800-843-5678. I again am sorry that this was such a hard lesson to learn. The only positive thing I can think about it is that I don't think that there will be a worse lesson that we will ever cover. In my opinion, Peter Scully is the most rotten man that I've ever heard of. I appreciate and thank each and every one of you for supporting Rotten to the Core. Until next week, be happy, find your peace, and don't hurt anyone. If you enjoy Rotten to the Core, please follow me on Instagram or join me on Patreon. Both of those are at It's Rotten to the Core. I also have a TikTok now at Rotten in History. You can also listen to me on my other podcast, Mystery Inc., that I do with my older brother, Shane. We also have a Facebook group called Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole where we will interact and have a plethora of extra fun, foul, mysterious, rotten, and historical things a-brewing. Join us there and have a great week ahead, everyone. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.